Another day, another dollar. What is up, you guys? Welcome back to Society 97. I'm Kellen.
And I'm Emily, and let's get into another episode.
I didn't make a single dollar today. Instead, I actually spent dollars.
Oh, nice. What'd you spend it on?
We went and got lunch. And actually, if I'm being completely honest, I didn't spend a single dollar.
Oh, there you go. You know what, though? I'm sure you inherently spent money because somewhere out there you owe somebody something and they're cashing in on that shit, because that's what Discover does to me every month. They go, you just spent extra money because of your interest.
I swear. Surprise. No, literally, actually, I did my taxes yesterday, last day.
Fucking late as fuck. Good God, living life on the edge.
It's okay, I know people who haven't even done their taxes yet.
Okay, they're just not gonna do it.
No, you got a 5-day grace period. Okay. But I did them yesterday, and then at the end it like tells you like go to Credit Karma and whatever, and they see that I got credit card debt, and that hurt.
Yeah,
because like between obviously that most debt that I have is my house, and then it's my student loans, and then it's my credit card.
Yeah,
over my car, I've paid more on my car than I have on my credit card,
which is crazy because like you've probably paid more on your credit card, but because of the interest it doesn't reflect that.
Not at all. No, yeah. Because I bought my car for like $20,000 and it's now like 10.
Yeah,
and that's me telling you that I have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, everybody. But honestly, if you, it's all interest.
Well, the only reason I don't is because I moved it from one card to another, so now I have two cards that equal about 10. Yes.
Well, yeah, but that also like that's smart because like the one doesn't have interest, so you can actually pay it down. Yeah. And you're building credit still, and mm-hmm. like that's smart. Once I defer my student loans, now that I'm back in school, that's the goal. I'm gonna do the same thing.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna like make double payments then, so I'm gonna still try to be making the same amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
And what I would have spent for my student loans, I'm gonna pay my credit card off, so that way when I'm done with school, I won't have any credit card debt.
Yeah.
All I will have is my house and then my student loans.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's something that people don't talk enough about, I think, is credit card debt and the reality of having it and the fact that, like, you know everybody and their fucking mom has it. And if you don't, then, like, you must be God's gift to personal finance.
You have some. Like, I mean, I feel like people have... It just varies, like, how much you have or you don't have. But everybody, yeah. I think, has some.
Well, I used to not my whole entire life because I would pay the entire amount. Same. Every time, until I had one time where my car had one fucking problem. And I looked into my bank account and I said, ooh, no savings. Ooh, checking's not enough. Guess we got to put that on Daddy Discover. And ever since then, I've been paying the fucking phantom tax on that shit.
I know, literally. Literally, honestly, and that's the craziest part is that, like
I have well paid off that amount.
Yep.
But it doesn't matter. It does not. It's like, what is it, 28% interest or something like that? That's what mine is, I think, on my Discover. Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah.
28% is wild. Every month.
That's wild.
Yeah.
No, I think it's hard because like the minimum payment that I'm making isn't enough, and you have to do more than the minimum.
But, yeah.
But like that doesn't even matter.
Mm-hmm. No, because that's what I'm saying. Like you making the minimum payment is like covering the interest that you're not. But it doesn't matter. It's almost like balancing out what's staying there.
Yeah.
So you're essentially just paying the interest rate.
Yeah.
So your debt's never gonna go down.
I know. That's why I need to transfer some debt to another card, do the same thing that you're doing, mm-hmm. and pay that off. Because I know that I can. I know that I can pay it off if the interest wasn't a factor.
Yeah.
Because it's the interest that's killing me.
Yeah, but the issue is, this is what I learned when I switched it. So everybody, this is what you need to know.
Well, yeah.
When you open a new credit card, your line of credit is not as big as the line of credit that you currently have.
Correct.
So you can't transfer all of it onto one card. So you should probably open like two.
Yeah, no. So
which I should have done.
When I talked to my cousin about it, she opened up two cards.
Yeah, I should have done that.
And
I wasn't
did it that
thinking.
Way. And then she just paid like enough on each of them that like within the year she could pay off mm-hmm. both of the cards. Because I know that I could pay off both of the cards in or the Wawa if I move them to two cards in the year.
I need to do that. I need to move the remainder to another card.
Yeah, that's interest-free for at least a year.
Yeah, most of them are like 21 or 24 months.
Right, so
yeah.
You have 2 years interest-free. See, that's what, exactly what I need to do. So that by the time I'm out of school, mm-hmm. I'm debt-free on that end.
And well, then, it's crazy because like I'm watching my other card that doesn't have the interest on it, and I'm paying like over the minimum. I'm paying like, yeah. I'm trying to do $100 every 2 weeks to it. And it's crazy to watch like it actually subtract out.
Yeah.
And like you can see the path forward. I'm like, oh my God, I can pay this off in no time. And yeah. Then I'm like looking at my other card that still has like
and it's
the,
going up.
Yeah.
No, because the way that I have
like, I need to move this now.
No, I know. I need to do the same thing. As soon as I defer my student loans, yeah. I'm 100%. 100% going yeah. to be doing that. Because the fact that it just keeps going up and I don't even use it
mm-hmm.
at all. It's not even linked to anything anymore.
No.
It's crazy.
Yeah, mine's linked to my Patreon that I subscribe to my favorite podcast, just to keep money being, but it's $5 a month. So like other than that, I don't ever put anything on it.
Yeah.
But there has like the reason it got as high as it did was that one car payment and then I had to put one plane ticket on it.
Mm. Yep. That'll do it.
Yep. And that was like a steady close to $7,000.
Yeah. I, yeah. See, the thing is, mine is...
And before that, I don't think I'd ever put more than, like, $800 on that thing.
No.
But my line of credit is so huge because I've had it since I was 18.
No, my line of credit is just going up because it's like, oh... Because the problem with credit card companies is, like, they're, like... They just
they don't
keep
match
throwing...
Your income.
No, they also just keep throwing money at you. They're like, oh, you hit it because right. of your interest and everything else. Oh, we'll just extend it. No big deal.
Yeah. And what's so crazy is like, why do I have a line of credit that is equal to half of my entire year salary? That shouldn't be allowed. Because in my head, because when you look at the spend thing, it's like, look how much money you could still keep spending on here. I'm like, you're right, I'm rich. And then it's like,
well,
no.
If you were dumb, if yeah. you were dumb, you would be like, yeah. oh yeah, absolutely. No, yeah. I actually, and then also doing my taxes yesterday, seeing how like little money I made this year, I was like, But it feels so different because I have cash. So.
It's not real money. Yeah. So like when you do that, like this is probably the dumbest question of the century, but like when you get paid, your actual paychecks are like a check that you can take to the bank, right? And your tips are in cash
yeah.
or
no. So it depends on like where you work. Like downtown Nashville now is like turning to cards. So like every single day, if you have cash tips, it's obviously different. You still get to take those. But like every single day, what they'll do downtown is like put it onto this either some places are cards or it's automatic direct deposit within 24 hours. Mm-hmm. So like credit cards, there's like no money handed back and forth. The restaurant that I work at is still old school where you put all your tips in and then you, like it differs if I owe you or you owe me based off how much cash you either collected or didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And then so you leave with cash every single night.
Mm-hmm.
Since I am a manager, I have like a check with that and I get paid for that separate. And then I also make cash tips.
Gotcha.
So like it's a little bit of both, but I like manage enough days so that like goes into my bank account and then that pays for like all my bills. And then I'm trying to be really good and I'm not even putting it into my bank account because it's bad. I would be bad if you look at my bank account, bad. So instead I have like an envelope now where I've been putting anything that I make in cash or like we get like tipped out for something sometimes by like servers and like I'll put that aside and I'm like using that to save.
Yeah.
And I counted it today and I have a couple $100.
Nice.
Because I've been like, I was like, if I just put this aside, it's going to build up. But like if it's in my bank account, unfortunately, it just gets spent. And it's not even because I mean to. It's just because it does.
Right.
Like this.
Well, and also like the thing about like holding it in any sort of like savings account or whatever, it's just like you don't have enough money to be like making true good interest on it anyway. So it's not like it's not like you're losing money by keeping it like in a under your mattress type situation instead of like in a bank.
Right. And also I think it's just like better because I like keep forgetting that I have it there.
Well, a lot of people do that with the fucking like binder finance situation. Like, they transfer all of their checks to cash and then hold actual physical dollars because it keeps them from spending.
Yeah.
And it's, like, a way that a lot of people have, like, started to budget.
Right.
Because, well, it makes it real.
Exactly. Well, that's kind of the essentially what I'm doing. Because also, like, I really just want to go on vacation. Like, a relaxing vacation. That's not me going to see my parents in Pennsylvania, which, like, love you and I love doing
that's
it.
That's not a vacation, though. Like, but let's be honest. But it's not
vacation. Yeah. Like, in... Then, like, when you go home, you have to see friends, you do this, you do that, and it's, like, tiring. And, like, I absolutely love going there, but, like, I want to go put my fucking feet in the sand. I want to go snorkeling with turtles.
Toes in the water, ass in the sand. Zach Brown said it best.
Not a worry, but not a worry in the world, but a cold beer in my hand.
Cold fucking...
Won't have a beer.
Liquid death in my hand.
Yeah, just a cold something.
Cold Topo Chico with lime.
Yeah, no, because I'm probably going to go...
delicious.
Because
right
I'm probably going to be going somewhere like that.
Yeah.
Like Topo Chico Central, 100%. Actually, I already know where I'm going and I already have it planned. I'm not even going to
lie. Nice.
But we could talk about that
if
we
want.
Yeah, where
you want
to go? I'm going to Belize.
Oh, okay. That's, Caribbean Mexico?
Kind of, but it's... So they actually speak English.
Is it across from Cancun?
It's right... It's attached to Guatemala.
Okay.
I just like did a lot of research the other day.
I know so many people have been there. I've just never been.
So
it's not on the Caribbean Sea then? It's on the Pacific Ocean.
It's technically the Caribbean Sea because it's right here.
Gotcha.
This is the Caribbean. But I didn't want to go to an all-inclusive resort. I don't want to go. I'm not about them. I don't think that they're fun. And then the hard part is, like, to go to Mexico, like, and not stay in an all-inclusive. It's just not safe. So, like...
Yeah, unless you stay at, like, a really nice resort, but then it's so expensive.
Right, exactly. So, like, there's, like, give and take to it. And, yeah. Like, I mean, you could go to, like, Costa Rica is, like, another place to, like, be able to do something like this, too. But honestly, from here...
Costa Rica's got those bugs, though.
I know. From here to Belize, it's only a five-hour flight.
Yeah.
And you could fly Southwest, which I'm not because it doesn't, like, coincide with my whatever, but, like, for free baggage and shit like that. And it's only $239.
Oh, nice.
Round trip.
Yeah, that's not bad at all.
No, not... I couldn't even fly to Philadelphia for that.
Yeah, I was about to say. That's, like, what I would fly home on, like, a really, really discounted rate.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's, like, a good price for me to fly home. Yeah. Like, I typically spend around, like, 3 to 4 at this point to get to Philly.
I think so, the last time I flew home and I didn't take that stupid fucking Allegiant flight that fucking sucks, it was, like, $500.
Yeah.
On American.
Right.
To do essentially what would have been an 8-hour drive.
Right.
So I was like, I'm never doing that again.
No.
I don't know how much more my poor little car can take that drive.
I know, but also, like, I just weigh it out. Like, I've gotten to the point where, like, if I can find flights that are cheaper than what I pay in gas, and I think about it as I would spend about $100 per way.
Right.
Because it's 12 hours to drive.
Yeah.
So I think about it as that. So if I can find something that's closer to $200, it's worth it for me to fly.
Yeah, I agree. And also my thing too is, like, if I have a connecting flight, I'm never going to do the flight over the drive because it ends up being the same amount of time
right.
as I could have just driven
right
home.
So that's even I don't like to connect anymore because every time I have it's just been a whole mess. But you have to connect to go to Belize. You have to go to Houston or you have to go to Miami.
Yeah, that makes
and
sense.
And then go, but it's only 5 hours even with the connection. So it's really not bad.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, perfect, because I was like, I would like to go to Greece. Like, that's really what in my brain I was like, I want to go there.
Yeah, that's a hard, that the flight of that is hard.
It's 12
like,
hours.
Once you're there, it's not bad, like, expense-wise, but, like, getting there is just, like,
well,
so A, hard, and B, yeah, expensive.
Right, it's $1,200 to, like, minimum to fly, because also, even though Nashville is, like, turning into an international airport, it's not a hub yet. Like,
yeah, no.
It's also not a place where, like, you still have to go to, like, a coast to get onto a plane, because, like, it's going to take you 2.5 hours to even get to New York City. Then you're going to stop there, and then you're going to fly from there. So,
right.
Like, it's just kind of like a...
Like, union laws, the pilot's not going to be doing that one...
Exactly. Like, you just can't. So, regardless, annoying. So, it's like, okay, that's just, like, in a whole day, that's going to take up one entire day just to get there, let alone get home. So, that was 2 days wasted, essentially. Doesn't include, like, traveling, whatever. So, I was like, okay, where else could I go? And I started talking to this one girl I work with, and she said about, she's like, oh, I have a friend who, like, when I lived in Chattanooga, he used to go to this place called, it's, she's like, I really don't know. It started with a B. And I said, the Bahamas? And
yeah.
She's like, no. And I was like, good, because that's what I was thinking. And she said, Belize. And I said, oh, okay. And I looked it up, and I was like, I'm going. They speak English.
Yeah.
Like, there's
it's
no...
It's a European-owned country, is it not? I think possibly. It's a British territory.
But
I could have made that up. I thought something like that.
But it's not, like... They speak English, like, that's their first language, so there's going to be, like, no language barrier.
Yeah.
Which, maybe that sounds, like, terrible, but, like, there's a part of it that's, like, a beauty to it, and no matter what language you speak, like, going to a place that also speaks your language helps so much.
That's one of the main reasons why, like, I mean, besides the money of it all, like, I haven't traveled to, like, Asia yet, because mm-hmm. I'm, like, I need to be at least, like, a little bit, have an understanding of the language of the country that I'm trying to visit,
right.
Because if not, like, I'm gonna have the hardest time just getting around, and B, like, I don't feel like I'm gonna, like, enjoy the trip as much as I could, because
you wouldn't get as much out of it.
No, yeah, like, because, like, I want to, like, be respectful of, like, the culture, and, like, also, like, be able to enjoy myself and not feel like I have to do all the tourist shit, because that's the only place that speak English.
Right, that's so true. Like, staying only in the touristy areas,
yeah.
So they're gonna have, like, English menus and
exactly.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm sure that, like, there will be some places off, like, the beaten path that do, but, like, majority no, without, like, a guide or somebody to help you.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I would 100% agree to that, because, like, I don't even know Spanish well enough to, like, order a full meal. I know enough to, like, be respectful and, like, I know, like, some keywords, especially with, like, working in a restaurant. Like, I know, like, some mm-hmm. words, but, like, not to the capacity to, like...
I can if I have to, like, because I started taking Spanish, like, when I was really little, because we used to go to Mexico all the time. And my mom's best friend was a Spanish teacher, or is a Spanish teacher. And so, like, me and my little brother started learning Spanish, like, as we were learning to speak. Like, we were taking Spanish classes. And so, like... something like instinctually will kick in if I'm in a scenario where it's like you have to speak it, but that's so rare, because in America that, like, is never really a thing.
Yeah.
But when we were in Mexico, like, even when that lifeguard came up to us and he spoke no English and he was, like, telling us, like, we couldn't be on the beach, like, I don't know what turned on in my brain, but I was, like, having a conversation with him.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I haven't done that in
forever.
9 years.
Right. Yeah. It was enough to, like, get by. Yeah. But yeah, no. I know. So anyway, that's why I was like, okay, this is cool.
Yeah.
And then I started, like, watching TikToks, and, like, something about me, like, I love planning travel things. Like, I don't, like,
I get, like, overwhelmed. Like, I don't, I just, like, I'll start and then I start looking at hotels and I'm like, I don't know anything about this.
That's the absolute
I can't.
Last thing you have to do. Yeah. So, like, now with, like, TikTok and stuff, like, just, like, fun to, like, be able to, like, see videos and be like, oh, okay, like, these are, like, things that would, like, be offered in the area, mm-hmm. whatever. And then, like, from there, sometimes you can find a blogger that's, like, really into the country, or somebody who's, like, been in America their whole life and then have moved there, and, like, you can kind of, like, follow them. And then from there, like, I like to read over, like, personal blogs and stuff like that, and to see where, like, the best places to stay are. Not even, like, hotels, just, like, areas.
Yeah.
And then, like, things to do in that area, and, like, should you split your time between two different places or not, or is, like, so specifically for Belize, they have, like, mainland, which is, like, rainforest mostly, and then they have, like, two main islands. There's, like, 400 different islands, but, like, the two main islands that you would, like, go to.
Mm-hmm.
And one is more, like, reserved, relaxing, like, more for couples and single people. Like, they have, like, you know, clubs and all that stuff too, but, like, it's more, like, laid back. And then the other one is more, like, family oriented, like, all the, like, hustle and bustle of, like, to bring a kid with you.
Mm.
And I was like, absolutely not, I'm not going to that one.
Yeah.
So, like, I just, like, I don't know, trying to, like, figure that out, but they're only a 30-minute boat ride away from each other. Like,
yeah,
it's, so you can still do both. But I don't know. I just, like, I love looking into that kind of stuff, mm-hmm. and just, like, really researching it and, like, being a part of it. So I decided I'm going to go there in November.
Nice.
And I already found an Airbnb. I'm going to go hang out, because I was like, I just want to have something to look forward to as well.
Yeah.
And, like, honestly, it wasn't that expensive. Like, mm-hmm. we're here. We're living.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah. No, that sounds awesome. I'm wanting to go on a trip with my mom for our birthdays in October to New York, and, like, it's my task to kind of plan all that, and I just, like, it's so overwhelming for me. And, like, I have friends who live in the city too that I could easily just, like, hit up and, like, ask, like, just where should we stay, because, like, I also, like, I've been to New York so much that I don't want to do the things I've always done, so, like, I really want to do more.
I thought you
should
just decide what part you'd want to, like, explore the most.
Well,
and
that's what's hard, because, like, like my mom hasn't seen Manhattan the way that I've seen Manhattan, so it's like I don't want to just be like, we're not gonna do that,
right? But also don't think that, because the thing about Manhattan is you can literally take a subway to any part of it, right?
I know.
So like I feel like you'd stay, and you're gonna take the subway to all different parts of it the entire time you're there, because that's just how Manhattan works, right? So like I feel like you stay in a place like, I don't know, say you pick like Chelsea to stay in, or even if you want to be like in Brooklyn or whatever.
Yeah.
Like you pick it to stay there because there's like a couple restaurants, boutiques, or something that you want to do.
Yeah.
But, like, you're still going to be able to subway into wherever.
Yeah.
And be like able to experience it. Also, one, knowing your mom and knowing like, because she is a mom, she just wants to be with you the whole time. She don't care what you guys do. If she experienced Manhattan the correct way, the not the correct way, like she don't care.
Yeah, I know.
She's just going to go wherever you go.
Yeah. But it's also like, I don't know, like, I don't know. It's just like the cost of everything, too, is just so outrageous for no reason. Like hotels and stuff is like $450 a night for like an average ass hotel. And so then I'm looking at Airbnbs, but then like it's kind of the same story with all that. So I'm like, I just don't even, like, I'm overwhelmed right now. And I'm like, I don't, I can't book anything because I'm like, I don't have that money right now to do
that. I'd agree. Well, honestly, the only reason, so on Airbnb, you can, like, pay half it now and then half it later. Mm. And this was only, like, $30-something a night.
Yeah.
Like, the place that I found. And, like, so I paid for half of it now. So I was like, okay, now you're committed.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, like, $600 or whatever. And then, like, I pay the next $600, like, the month that I go. So I was like, okay, now I have time to, like, put that away. And, like, it'll be fine and whatever. So, I mean, you could always do something like that, too, if you Airbnb. Yeah. So at least you don't have to, like, it's not, like, one lump sum like a hotel would be. Because the hotel is either, like, you pay it all now or you pay it all later.
Yeah.
It's just kind of how it goes.
Yeah. Yeah. I just haven't done enough planning to even know, like, what week we would go, or you know what I mean, like there's just so many logistical things that I haven't done because I don't like doing that, like I'm not a trip planner person. I'm like I like to travel and I like to go places and I like to do all the stuff, and I'm fine with like doing all of that planning, but I get like so overwhelmed with like the hotel situation and the stay. Like, I don't like to plan that part of it.
See, I think that's the fun part once I've decided, but it's not fun if you, that's the point that you start at.
Yeah.
It's only fun if you've like, again, like research the area, know where you want to go, kind of know where you want to be at, because then it's like, okay, like now you're like excited about that location. And it was actually fun because like this time planning and like looking, because I've done this a lot because I really enjoy this stuff, and like my sister and her husband, like I've planned so many things for them. Like my parents are going to Scotland in June, and like I planned that for them.
Yeah.
Like I just love it. But this blog that I found for this specific one, it was like these two sisters who travel.
Oh, that's so cool.
And so like that was also fun because it was like girly things and like more like whatever. But a part of their blog was that they make playlists to go along with the vibe of the place that you're going. So I'm not even going to lie, I was like playing this playlist and I was like so excited. I was like, don't even know any of these songs.
Yeah.
Whatever. But it was still like, oh, this is it. Like, this is so fun. It was like hyping me up to like really be a part of it. And like, I don't know, maybe you also need that. Maybe you need to like find like a little New York playlist and we'll hype about it. Start researching.
Listens to Jennifer Lopez nonstop. Jenny, I mean, from the block.
I mean, maybe it'll get you excited. No, I swear.
Yeah, no, that's how I was like the last time when we went to Cabo. I listened to like reggaeton for like a month straight before we left.
Absolutely.
Because I was like, I just need to get in that like vibe.
Yeah.
I need to get with the culture.
Yeah, be a part of.
Yeah, I was listening to Bad Bunny like it was my job. And then we didn't go to a single club. So, like, it's not that that was not the... Well, I think my dad played Kenny Chesney the majority of the time.
Well, he sure did. What's funny about this, actually talking about Cabo, is that the other day I was just scrolling through Instagram and I saw that one of the girls, Francesco from Chicks in the Office, was staying at the exact like villa that we stayed at with your parents. And I was like, this shelving looks familiar.
Yeah.
And then I was like, that pot looks familiar. And then I was like, I didn't even think about where they were, but I was like, why does this like look and feel familiar? And I was like, oh my God, they're in Cabo.
Isn't that so weird? Like when you sent me that, I was like, oh my God. Cause at first I thought it was just random girls.
Yeah.
Like at first I thought it was like people that you knew that you were like friends with. I was like, oh, crazy. And then when I saw that it was like the girls from the Chicks in the Office, I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I know. I was like, there's no way. Why did they not say like the one hotel, like Thompson? Like, why are they saying at this resort? Yeah. Not to knock your parents for getting
but
that,
I think but, like, it was probably just because like it's so big. That's like that so house true. Was so big. Like there's so many beds, and so like it makes sense for like the cost of it to like divvy it up between that many people. Because like if you had that many people staying at that place, it'd be so cheap. And you have your own pool, and like you have like those other places you can go to. So I feel like it makes sense, like bang for your buck.
But then I was thinking, I was like, was it the exact same one? Because they even had the blue couches.
I think they all literally look like that.
Okay, they're like copy paste.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if like, because some of them I knew were like owned by
if
people.
If it was the exact same one, that's crazy. And I wonder if that cat is still alive.
Oh my gosh, queso. I know. I was actually talking about this the other day because I was like, that's like the last vacation we like I went on.
Yeah, me too.
But like, because it was more like resort style. Mm-hmm. And like that's, it was fun and just definitely needed, but I like to explore.
Yeah.
And like, I was like, I'm excited to do that here.
No, totally.
But I don't know.
No, that'll be fun. I've never been to Belize, but I know so many people who have been there.
Really?
A lot of my friends, like from high school, like that's where their families like vacationed at.
Oh, it makes sense because it's cheap and like it's a short flight without being like the Bahamas. And like even their all-inclusives that I was like realizing, because it's also safer. Like you can leave your all-inclusive resort still and go do things in the city and like walk around and like go like snorkeling and go ziplining and do all the things.
Yeah, I think like, it's like a totally like tourist place.
Like
their most of their revenue is that.
Oh yeah, it's all tourism. Yeah. Like a lot of the people who own Airbnbs, like they want to be your tour guide as well.
Right.
Because like they don't really have like, I don't want to say that they don't have jobs because like they do.
Yeah.
But like that's yes. Because like they're all on island time. It's like Jamaica.
Yeah. Like. Or they've like retired to do that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I was like, the people that we got the Airbnb from are like American and they just like own it down there, and it's like a little like bungalow house. It's really freaking cute. But
yeah, there's so many people who have done that in Cabo because like they either like live in California or they live just like somewhere in America and like retired, and they live in Cabo now full time, but then they bought like a second house.
That's how this is.
And
like
they
these,
just like rent
like
that
this
out.
This family, like they own the actual house, and then they have like a almost like a like mother-in-law suite or whatever, and it's just like a cute little kitchenette. It's a one bedroom. It's almost like a studio apartment.
Yeah,
that's kind of what it's like, and they decorated it so freaking cute. And then there's like a pool, and they have like bikes and kayaks and like all that, like a part of it, which is cool. But yeah, on the other island, it's like they're they have like all-inclusive resorts so you can like be at, but then also you can go and like be around and within. So I was like, I was thinking about that too, but I was like, that's just so expensive to just never be at the all-inclusive, and plus I'm not eating their food. I feel like all-inclusive food is just shit.
It's like cruise ship food. Well, I've never been on a cruise ship, but it's what I'm assuming would be cruise ship food.
Yeah,
where it's very like school lunch, where it's like everything's the same every single day. You have like even when you have different options, it all tastes the same.
Yeah.
You know, I was talking about this the other day with my roommate, because we were talking about how like we're not really eating out anymore because we've been on our gym grind and we've just been cooking at home, saving money, like whatever. And we passed a Taco Bell, and I looked over and I was like, you know, that's something that I like, once I stopped drinking, I'm like, that shit is bad. And like, not to hate on Taco Bell, but every single item on that entire menu tastes the same.
I'd agree to that.
No matter what you get, it has
tastes
that same base note.
Yeah, no, like, it's like the beef. Like the beef that they use, like all the same.
The beef and the tortilla. Like, yeah. it literally tastes exact same.
I won't lie. Talk about 1 a.m. when you're starving after work.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's like desperation food.
Yeah.
It's like high, drunk, or like nothing else is open and I haven't eaten today.
I know. The other day we ate Cookout.
Okay.
Ugh.
Let me tell you about fucking desperation food. Cookout is the place that you go because either you've grown up in the Southeast and like Cookout is very just like your comfort fast food place, or you go there because it's the only thing open. But that place is so fucking overwhelming. Their menu is way too big.
I'm not even gonna lie. As I was driving there, so I was driving there to get us food because I didn't work, and I was going there to get food. And on the way there, I don't recommend you be on your phone and driving, but I was looking at that menu because I was so nervous. I was like, I have 13 minutes to get there. Also,
God forbid you want a fucking milkshake. Jesus Christ.
So overwhelming.
There's so many options.
It's so overwhelming. Even like getting a fucking chicken wrap was like six options.
Also, McDonald's wants to act like having their ice cream machine is like the hardest thing in the world. Try working at Cookout for one day and making 17 million different combos of shakes. That's crazy.
I need McDonald's to bring back snack wraps because I loved those
things.
Who
just made a commercial that I saw is essentially making a snack wrap, but it's a restaurant I would never eat at? Arby's.
That's the only reason I wanted to go to Cookout was because I wanted like a wrap. And I didn't want to eat like a McChicken or a fucking hamburger.
Okay? Yeah.
I wanted like a chicken wrap. Mm-hmm. So that's the only reason that I went there. But I don't know, dude. I need McDonald's to bring back their crispy chicken ranch snack wraps, because let me tell you, that's gonna hit.
It does hit. And you know it doesn't hit? A quesadilla from fucking Cookout.
No,
that shit is floppy.
It's not good. It's I forgot the chicken quesadilla, because you know, love chicken quesadillas.
Yeah, and it reminds me of the kind of quesadilla that you would make when you lived in a dorm room and you only had a microwave, and so
you just had
to heat it up in the microwave, so it's like floppy and wet and mushy, and if you don't eat it fast enough, it turns into like a rock. Because it got heated way too fast, way too hot.
That was the vibe when I took out my snack wrap that I got from there.
Yeah.
But I need McDonald's to bring them back. Because also in Europe, they still have the snack wraps. But they have them in like jumbo size. Like, you know how ours were like two biters? Which like...
Yeah, because they were like on the dollar menu,
yeah,
right?
But I also appreciated those. Because like I like... Like sometimes like at night, like it was light enough. Where, like I didn't feel like a piece of shit after for eating McDonald's. But it was like enough to be like... a little snack, like it was perfect.
Or if you wanted to like add two,
right,
it's like you had that option and it was only another dollar or whatever.
Exactly. Well, in Europe they have like big ones, and they have like all different kinds. And I remember when I lived there, we would go, like every country had like different ones, like different saucy whatever.
Isn't that just like the most American capitalistic thing you can ever think of? It's like you go to a different country, but like I'm going to the McDonald's there,
so actually
like I'm gonna hit it up to see what it's what.
So we made
about.
It a thing. We made it a thing that every single country that we traveled to, we had to go to McDonald's.
Everybody
because McDonald's are different in every country.
Well, I know. And that's what I'm saying. It's like you have to see what they're talking about.
Exactly.
There.
And it's so good. Mm-hmm. I'm not even gonna lie, it's so good. I definitely like I was not my healthiest when I lived there, and I'm not saying that McDonald's is healthy at all, because it's literally not. But that's all I lived off of. Yeah. Because also it was the budget we were on.
Yeah. Would it be wrong of me to say, like, when I watched Super Size Me in high school, like it made me starving and I wanted McDonald's so bad. And everybody was like, ew, I'm never doing that. And I'm like, I'm leaving right the second to get a large fry and a large Diet Coke. And I wish they still had the supersize option. Are you kidding me?
Supersize
Diet Coke? I wish.
You wouldn't drink it all.
Oh. Honey, I could put down giant
Diet Coke. I need to be better about my soda intake, because
I've stopped drinking it. It's been weeks.
Well, the problem is like I
don't buy it anymore.
I
that's
either have
why.
Well, my problem is at work.
Yeah, so that's what I was gonna say. Like when I go into the office, we have Diet Cokes in our fridge, so I always drink one when I'm at the office. But because I don't have them at home,
it's yeah,
I'm not drinking it.
Well, I've gotten,
but
to
I'm
a point
drinking
where,
club soda like a fiend.
I've gotten to a point where I'm either drinking a Diet Coke or I'm drinking a coffee, but like that, like some sort of like caffeine
stimulant.
Like,
yeah,
yeah. It's like if I don't have it, I get a headache. So. I'm kind of
yeah,
on. But
that's
I've been
kind
trying,
of how I am with like the energy meal.
I've been
right
trying
now.
To be better though, and just have coffee, because the creamer that I've been using is like a mushroom based. So like, there's, you know, I've been trying to just be better about that, because coffee is way better for you than Diet Coke.
Yeah,
for sure. Yeah, and I've also been learning about like what alcohol and soft drinks do to your butt, like to your bones and your blood and your insides and all the things.
Yeah,
and it's quite terrifying.
Yeah, I don't want to hear about how bad soda is for me, but I will hop on the like alcohol is bad for you train.
Well, it kind of has similar effects. I'm not even gonna lie.
I'm sure.
But also, yeah, no, I've just been learning about those things in school, and I'm like, this is cool, but also like terrified that I'm just never gonna eat or drink anything the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Cause like, I mean, in disease, like, and nutrition, when they go hand in hand, is that like, you would think like, oh, broccoli is really good for you because blah, 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 blah. But like if you have a certain disease, like broccoli might not be good for you.
Yeah.
So then it's like, what do you eat?
Mm-hmm.
Not broccoli. Because like, what if, you know?
Yeah.
That's where my brain is at right now. And it's kind of.
Yeah. Mm. Well, there's also like, I mean, the way that our world is too, and like the health of our planet and the way things are farmed, you could even be eating like the most healthiest food mm-hmm. in the world. You're still consuming microplastics. You're yeah. still being exposed to like pesticides or whatever.
You
like
really
low
have to
key.
Just,
like, so I mean,
you really just have to do the best you can. And that's what I'm learning yeah. in this too, is that like
nobody's perfect. Even no, the people who are perfect, like are still doing stuff.
And it's also about all about like, moderation and mm-hmm. like truly it really really is about moderation.
Yeah,
because like you can still eat cookies and brownies and sweets, and like I literally eat sweets every single day.
Yeah, me too. That's one thing that like
I won't give up.
Yeah,
but I have good self-control with it. Like
I was gonna say, I'm not eating it the way that like when I was in college, like I was like, me and my roommate fucking hated the food on campus. It was so gross, it was so disgusting. And like the dining hall food was just like, oh my God, I couldn't do it. So the only thing we consumed was the desserts because like they were bussing. And yeah, our pants were bussing at the seams as well because like all we ate was sugar and we were like sick all the time.
Yeah.
My acne was crazy. Yeah. I had like the worst fucking like
you probably felt
lethargic
swollen.
Like yeah, yeah, like I was tired didn't all the sleep. Time. Oh my God, no girl, like all I was consuming for like probably like 2 months was like dessert and Chick-fil-A whenever I was like realized I hadn't had protein in like 4 days.
Mm.
Yeah, it was so bad.
I feel like I'm always fiending for more protein. I don't know, something.
Oh my God, I made baby back ribs the other day.
I saw you did that.
I made ribs. That was the first time I'd ever made ribs before. Number one, the thing about like barbecuing stuff is like I feel like men gatekeep girl boss that hobby. That is not a hard thing to do.
No.
So don't be intimidated by a big piece of meat. It's the easiest. It's like it's giving crock pot for boys. Like barbecue is literally crock pot for boys. Like it's the same exact tactic. You season it, you wrap it up, and you walk away. Like that's yeah. all you do.
Well, that's the only way that I cook.
Yeah.
That's
it. So easy. And literally like I was like freaking out that I was going to like fuck something up, and it's like it's nearly impossible unless you just cook it too long.
Yeah,
so like I don't know, but that was the first time I had made baby back ribs. The only part about it that like if you don't do well with like meat handling it is you have to rip off what's called like the silver back or like the membrane that connects, like it's on the on the bone side of the ribs. You have to like it's kind of vulgar, like the way that I was like, I'm glad my roommate wasn't there because she's not do good with like blood or like stuff like that. Then not that there's blood, but like you literally have to like wiggle your finger like between like this tiny membrane yeah. and the bone and like rip it off, and it makes this crazy like cartoon like bone breaking sound effect where it's like scary sound. That's the only part that's kind of gross. Other than that, like it's not.
I'd agree, because I even agree like when I'm like touching chicken and like cutting the fats yeah. and stuff off, I'm
none of
like,
that ugh. Bothers me, but I was exposed to that super young because
I mean I'm gonna do it because I need to eat,
like
but.
Yeah, but there's some people who just like won't eat meat because of like the handling part of it, which
no.
like I can understand, but at the same time like
no I will not catch
understand.
Me ever handling something that I have to pull organs out of, or like,
oh
no, get out of here with that. Or if I see an eyeball, if I see an
really?
Eyeball, I'm out.
Okay. Yeah, I see. I none of that bothers me, but I'm also like the person who's like, you could have like a fucking like, your leg could be holding on by just like tendons because it just got chopped off, and it really wouldn't bother me at all. Like something about blood and guts. And
I feel like I'm about to get over
none
it.
None of that bothers me.
I feel like I'm about to get over
yeah.
it real quick once I'm in school. And
yeah.
like, well, once I'm in school now, but once I'm in clinical is when I'm like actually in the hospital and have to see like we had to like look at pictures the other day of like ulcers and like foot like
mm-hmm.
wounds and like all
oh,
these
see,
things.
I love looking
and,
at
like,
that stuff.
Okay, but like looking it online, I was like, okay, I was getting more comfortable with
mm-hmm.
it, right? I was like, well, when I see this in person, I don't know how it's
well,
gonna
well, because the stench is gonna be there.
Well, don't tell me that.
That's like all my friends who have like done any form of like nursing or whatever. It's like, it's all fun and games, and those pimple popping videos are great, and then you smell it and it's crazy.
Yeah, I feel like at some point though, you kind of just like,
no, you get too numb to it. Yeah, yeah, totally. But yeah, that's one thing that I think would make it a bit more real, is like smelling, because I love watching those toe videos where they have an ingrown toenail and they like dig it out and, you know, they do all that cleaning, and I'm like, I bet that reeks,
probably
like really bad,
probably.
Yeah, so I don't know. Nothing really grosses me out, but what does gross me out is like human like bodily
you hate
movements
that.
Like I don't know why, like I cannot stand like farting, burping, like those noise. I think it's more the noise, like I hate that.
It's because you grew up with boys.
I think so. It's like a trauma response for me. I'm like, ugh, because like that was always their like fear tactic for me. It's like it would be like run in my room, fart, run away, or like literally like walk up into your face, shadow box you, and then burp, and then be like, and then sprint away. And it's like, oh my god, it's like, I'm scared.
Ah, see, like, I mean, I guess I grew up with a sister, so it didn't really bother me at all. I was the one who was farting, if anything.
Like, no, they were ripping ass like crazy, and then they would say stupid shit like, oh, looks like I stepped on a spider. It's like, that doesn't even make sense.
No, yeah. Oh, where are the ducks?
Yeah,
I hate that one.
Yeah, or my dad would pee off the back of our boat. This is so fucking like, looking back, I'm like, that is wild you did this.
And dick
like
out for the rest of the world to see.
Yeah, like it broad daylight, he's just turned,
I know,
facing
yeah.
backwards, pissing off the back of our boat, and I have friends on the boat, like there's like, you know, people around. And then he's like oh, I'm letting the what's it fucking called when you have to let the water out of your boat,
draining, so the like, hose,
something like that. No, he would say like, he's god, I can't think of the terminology, but it's like when you have a boat, it collects water as you drive. Yeah. So you have to like let it out so it like resurfaces or whatever. So he's like saying he was doing that. It's like he's just pissing off the back of the boat, and I'm like, men are so gross. And I think that's
they truly really enjoy an outside pee. They really do.
Any chance that they can whip their dick out in public, they're down for it.
I mean, yeah, it was actually funny. So I was sitting at god, I keep wanting to say his name and I can't because it's whatever.
If you say it, I'll just blur it
okay.
out.
Okay. I was sitting at his house today, and I was on his balcony because he lives in an apartment complex, and it was so beautiful out, and like there's people down at the pool and like whatever, but like I had to do schoolwork, so I couldn't go down there to like sit because I wouldn't have been able to see my screen. And every part of me just like wanted to have my tits out. Like I just was like, I just feel like it'd be so comfy if I was like sitting here, tits out, whatever, but like there's just too many people around.
Yeah,
and, like, he lives, his apartment faces inside of the circle of apartments, so someone would see my boobs.
Yeah,
and I couldn't do that, but I feel like something about it just like felt freeing, and it wasn't about because I was outside. It just was like, oh, just like letting your boobs hang kind of would feel good.
Yeah, see,
maybe I get that.
I don't know, like the thing is, like I've just never had that desire to just like not be clothed.
Oh, I love, but I'd rather be naked all the time.
Well, I really think that comes hand in hand with having brothers, because like literally I never once have ever like in my house, like even like walking down, like I would sleep with just underwear and a t-shirt, but every time, even just waking up, I would put pants on to go downstairs to like get a water in the morning.
See, yeah,
but then my brother would walk around in like fucking tidy whities and no shirt on. Like, no, he didn't wear tidy whities, but like boxer briefs or whatever.
Act like he did. Yeah, that's,
like, that's so funny, Captain Underpants and this bitch like coming downstairs like a full ass adult. That's crazy. No, but like they would walk around just in like no, hardly any clothes, but for me, it was just like, I don't know.
Oh, I was.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just so weird. It's so weird.
The thing is, as I got older and like my sister got older too, like we would just wear big t-shirts and underwear and no pants.
Yeah.
And that was even like if my dad was home.
Yeah.
Like that's just how we walked around. Now, if nobody else was there, my sister and I were butt ass naked.
Yeah, see, no, that would never happen. And then my mom does that though. And that's what's crazy is like my mom multiple times, like God love her, she's a cooch out bitch. Like she goes commando, or I don't know if she still does. She did for a really long time, would be commando all the time. And this is so fucking gross. And I love you. And I'm sorry I'm telling the world this, but like, multiple times we'd be like outside at the pool and she'd be like, had taken her shower, but I'd still be in the pool, and like you could like look up and see her whole coochie because she'd be sitting in a chair, but we'd be in the pool, she's up here, her crotch is just open, no underwear. See, letting her breathe.
My mom's also a commando type girl. Yeah. And when she wore skirts, there'd be times I'd be like, girl, yeah, what are you doing?
But it must be that generation. Something in that generation too is like got this like idea in their head that their vagina must breathe, like must be like out of underwear for like X amount of time.
Oh, I feel like
day.
It definitely should.
I know, but like it was like something was like force fed that.
No, I definitely
throat.
Think it should. Like if I'm home alone, like I'll put a robe on. Like that's probably the max I'm gonna put on. Yeah, but like no underwear. I'm gonna let everything just go.
Yeah,
I love it.
I'm just like I'm just another
day. I was
girl
painting naked in my house.
Wow.
And then walked in and he was like, "This is what we're doing." I said, "Do I pay the mortgage?"
Yeah.
And he said, "Yeah." And I said, "Then you're gonna shut the hell up." Yeah. Absolutely. What do you mean? Why would I paint in clothing? Get the paint on the clothing.
I thought he was saying like, "This is what we're doing. Like it's like set up like for a porno. Like you guys."
I mean,
are about
kind
to
of,
get it, get
kind
into
of. But
it.
I was like, "Don't." Yeah. Like, no, I'm not getting paint on my. I'm not getting paint on clothing. I can just get paint myself. Go take a shower.
Yeah.
But yeah, he walked in. He was like, "Oh, this is what we're doing." Mm-hmm. And I was like, "Yeah, but I'm actually painting."
Yeah.
This isn't going anywhere. But the painting needs to get done.
Yeah.
So.
See, I'm not that person at all. Like, I don't even go barefoot at my house. Like, I have socks on all the time.
Emily.
Like, I'm just
I didn't know
not,
you were so modest.
No, I don't know. I truly am. I'm a very modest gal when it comes to my own home, apparently. I guess I'm always, because my version of like comfy clothes is like giant clothes. So it's like huge sweatpants, big shirt, big sweatshirt. Like I like to feel like cozy, but when I'm naked, but also, okay, here's, this also might be a difference. My house is freakishly cold all the time. So like if I was naked in that bitch, I'd be shivering goosebumps.
Yeah, but the best thing ever like, is to be, the best thing ever is for your house to be cold and then be naked and get under a cover. Like that feels
so good.
Oh no,
so I hate that feeling. I don't like that feeling.
No,
I
that
think
feels
it's
amazing.
Like, I think it kind of goes back to that like slight autistic thing. I don't like that feeling on my body.
Oh, I love
like,
it.
Like even when I like hook up with people, I have to put underwear and a shirt on afterwards like to sleep that night.
No, I 100%
like,
will put underwear on.
I can't sleep naked after sex.
I will say like if I'm just hanging out, I don't have to have underwear on. If I am going to sleep, I do like to have underwear on because I just feel like when you're sleeping, like sometimes it's like, you know.
Also,
what I'm saying?
Like, I watched this TikTok and this lady. I don't
know about farting and getting poop particles in your sheets. I know, I saw it too. And guess what I said? I'm going to stay naked.
But you know the amount of times I've just ripped ass? Like, there's no way that shit isn't like coming out somewhere.
No, I know.
Like, it's not like it's getting, it's not like my thin ass fucking shitty underwear is holding back the like
anything. Yeah, no.
E. coli or whatever that
it might hold back
is.
Like 1%.
Also, what, like my fucking g-string thong? Like that's not, it's like it's just cutting the air at that point. It's
no,
not
yeah,
like
it's
holding
still coming
it back
in. No, I know.
Like
as I just be wearing a thong to bed.
Yeah, I don't wear a thong to sleep,
but especially after
I
like,
wear crazy grandma underwear. Like is
no,
the least sexy thing
you know
you've ever
funny.
Seen in your life.
So
they look ginormous.
So the like this was like the first time I did this the other day because I was like getting my period. Mm-hmm. But like we just like had sex and like whatever, and like afterwards like I always have to have underwear on after sex because I just feel like you have like weird like,
well you keep discharging, or at the very least like it comes in waves a bit afterwards, so like if you don't it just kind of is
it's like
gets
on your
everywhere.
Yeah, no, so I 100% always put underwear on after. But the other day I was like I'm getting my period, I kind of feel like, you know, I wanted some like big girl underwear, you know what I'm saying, and I just was like you're going to bed, right? He was like, yeah. And I was like, okay, bet. Because I like put on like my biggest Calvin Klein like underwear. And I just was like, oh, this is comfy. Because I didn't want anything up my ass.
Yeah.
And that sounded crazy for me to say, but I didn't want a thong on. And then I was like, this is embarrassing. I feel like this is a whole other level of a relationship to like bring out like your granny panties like that. To just be like,
see,
here I am.
Dude, this is the difference between you and I.
But I'm naked with granny panties on.
This is the difference between you and I with like just like the comfortability nakedness thing. I whip out my fucking most embarrassing grandma underwear regardless. Like, it could be a one-night stand and I'm putting those things on. Like, I keep that shit on me. Like, it's giving saggy butt. It's giving poopy diaper. It's giving, like, oversized to the gods. Like, I don't care. I'm wearing it. It's so comfortable. And the thing is, they're so huge that they come up past my belly button. And I literally have done that with people. I don't even remember their names.
Like,
Emily,
hook up one night stand.
I've only been, okay, this is like, we're like 4 months into this.
I give you like, I give you the most crazy sloppy toppy you've had in your life, and then I would be looking like Captain Underpants to sleep in. Thank you very much. Like, I'm sorry. Like, that's just how it's going to go.
I love that.
And at the end of the day, I'm comfortable, and that's all that matters. Because, like, the thing is, it's like, I'm sexy when I need to be. And the moment I'm not feeling it anymore, I'm going back into where I feel the most comfortable. And that is in my grandma underwear.
I love that for you. I love the confidence of that. I mean, like, yeah. I don't know. Because even the other day, I was just like, will you find me unattractive? But he was like, I don't give a fuck.
No, because men are simple creatures at the end of the day. An ass is an ass, regardless of what you got on top of it. You know what I mean?
Even the other day I was like laying down, because I was, of course, naked in my bed. I'm like laying there. And I was actually doing schoolwork, tits out, doing schoolwork. He woke up. And he was, he like turned over and he was like playing with my boob. And I was like, see, don't do this, because like my boobs are like, you know, like spread apart right now. And he was like, well, that's the best part, is like they're real.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, this is maybe, I guess, yeah, but like at the same time, like my boobs are in my armpits right now, like what are we doing?
Yeah,
why are we just thinking that's cute? That's not cute. There's nothing attractive about my boobs being in my armpits right now.
So the other day I was like talking to my roommate, because I was like, god, I need to start hitting chest like more seriously, because I was like, my girls are splitting like the fucking Red Sea recently. Like, they're getting saggy and they're going in different directions.
Yeah,
they're like doing exactly what my eyes are doing, like with my lazy eye, with one boob is like resting a lot lower than the other, and the other one's pointing in the wrong direction. And so I'm like, I need to get them back. I need to bring the band back together and like get everybody back to where they belong, because recently it's been like, oh, it's dropping.
Yeah, I feel that.
It's dropping.
I feel like, 'cause I feel about that about my ass. Like, because I feel
I've given up on my butt.
Well, so like my boobs too. Like, I mean, because it's funny. So when I was in college, I had my nipples pierced, and well, a nipple pierced, and like I look at that picture sometimes, like when I first got it done, and just like my boob just set up like a little bit, like.
Yeah,
like not sagging much, because I don't really have boobs like that to be sagging, but like they just set up like a little bit higher, and I was like, damn, there's like the difference.
Yeah,
and then my butt too, like I have a butt like naturally, it's just like part of my figure, like even working out too obviously helps it. But like, it's funny because I also look at pictures of me from like 2 years ago, and it just was like a little bit higher.
Yeah,
and like it's just a little bit lower, not much, not crazy, but like it's really aging, really do be having gravity work. It's crazy. It's actually crazy to think.
Yeah.
Because like, I don't have big boobs. Why are they a little bit saggier than normal? That's crazy.
No, it is. It is quite insane how like 2 or 3 years your body like ages dramatically.
Yeah,
like,
but like
even like my face, I've noticed like, not that I like look significantly older, but there's like certain lines on my face where I was like, okay, you weren't here a couple of months ago. Welcome to the party. Nice to meet you. When are you leaving?
Yeah. Exit like, stage left.
Yeah. Like even just like little smile lines that I didn't have before. And also like, I'm just becoming hyper aware after I found like 3 gray hairs of like my hair.
Mm-hmm.
And since I got it colored like that last time, and like it's been, I don't know, probably like 12 weeks since then, like my hair has grown out like, I don't know, like half an inch or whatever.
Yeah.
And so I'm like painstakingly every morning like looking through every inch to see if like any gray has grown back.
Mm.
And I'm like gaslighting myself and being like, your whole head of hair is gray. And I'm like, I don't know if it is, but I can't tell, because in certain lightings I feel like I see it, and then in certain lightings I feel like I don't.
I feel like I don't see it.
Well, I've convinced myself that my entire part looks gray.
Well, it doesn't.
I know, but like that's where my mind is at recently.
Actually, I was supposed to get my hair done today and I canceled my appointment.
Oh, look who, Loa, the tables have turned.
I canceled it. But I also canceled it because I just like, didn't have time, and I didn't feel like paying for it, if I'm being completely honest with you. I don't have bangs like that. And then I'm just like, you know what? Fuck it. Like, I've always wanted to have like cool, like have cool girl fucking curtain bangs and like have a cool vibe of a hair. But number one, I don't have fucking textured hair. Yeah. I have sick, straight fucking hair. It doesn't do shit. I can blow dry it out. That's sick.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do anything. Doesn't look cool. And like, I mean, obviously if I like blow dry it and I put it into like rollers, it still like has like more volume, so it looks better. Yeah. But like nothing's cool about it. Also, I don't do anything with my hair. So I've decided, I think I'm a one length type bitch. And I just need to just grow my fucking hair out one fucking length and leave it the fuck alone.
Yeah.
So that's what I decided. But I just, I didn't feel like paying for it.
Yeah.
I have other things. I decided I was going on a trip to Belize out of my ass. So couldn't pay for my hair. Sorry. Yeah. At $200 was somewhere else.
Yeah. I'm trying to grow my bangs out and it is... It's crazy how fast they grow when you want them to stay short and how slow they grow when you need them to grow.
Yeah.
Because Jesus Christ, it's like I'm finally at a point where I can kind of part them and it doesn't look super weird, but it still looks a bit off.
You have an awkward stage. You got to go through it.
But if I pull it forward, it's... You can't. It's too long.
No, you have to have an awkward stage when you grow your bangs out.
Oh my God, it sucks. And like, I want to get my hair cut, but it's too early to get it cut for like the shape that I want because it's too short still. So like I need to wait like a couple more weeks and then get it like the appropriate bang cut. Because right now it's still front bangs that are just pushed to the side.
Yeah.
But I need to get them like framed properly, but they're too short.
You can't do that.
But it's like it's driving me fucking crazy. And every time I go anywhere and I don't know how to style my hair, and I have like both my cousins' weddings coming up. One of my cousins' weddings is next weekend, and I'm like, I don't know what the fuck to do with my hair because I can't. If I touch these pieces with like a curling iron or anything, it's too short.
Yeah.
But if I don't, like, if I just wear it like this and then I curl the rest of my hair, it looks stupid because it's like, why is that straight? Yes. And so it's like, I don't know what to do. And then when I clip it back, it's like, that's not the vibe for like the dress that I'm wearing. It's not like a slick back. You know what I mean? So I'm just like, I don't know what to fucking do. And I'm just not vibing with it right now.
But. I feel that. But I mean, they've already grown out. You wouldn't even know that I even had like.
Yeah.
Because like I wanted her, like this is the shortest part of my hair. Right. And it's already in my mouth and it was up to my eyes when I got my hair done last.
Yeah.
But I'm just going to grow it out and have all one length hair and just say fuck it.
Yeah.
That's what I've decided.
Yeah. I feel like layered haircuts work really well when you have like not texture necessarily, but like some sort of like curl or wave pattern to your hair. Because like for me, when my hair is all one length, it gives like Christian woman, like creepy Christian lady, because it's like, A, it's not super thick, and B, when I wear my hair natural and it's curly, it looks insane all
that
straight.
I look like Amish if my hair is brown, but if it's like black, it's cool. But then I did see this like girl the other day who had like a lot of like chocolate colored like tones to her hair, but then it was a very long haircut and then like long layered.
Yeah.
And I was like, I feel like that would look good in my hair.
Yeah.
Just doing like long layers.
Yeah. I know. My layers are honestly to the point now where they are long because my hair hasn't been cut, like they're really long, but I want them way shorter. But I need this face shit to grow out before I can justify spending the money on like an all-over haircut.
Being a girl's hard.
It is, and it's so like the upkeep of it all is just like ridiculous because like I don't know, like I want to look cool. That's the one thing, like in my whole life I've always constantly like, this sounds so stupid and fucking vain and whatever, but I'm like, I want to glow up all the time. Like I never want to look back and be like, oh, you like peaked at this age. You know what I mean? Because like I always want to like look cool or feel cool, and regardless if like it's to the beauty standard or whatever, it's like I just want to like look back and be like, that's fucking cool. And like last year, or maybe the year before last, was like, no, yeah, it was probably like 2 years ago, was like my uncomfortable, I hate everything about me, I'm just gonna just like not care, blah blah blah. And I look back on those photos, I'm like, girl, it looks like it. It looks like you hated the way that you looked and like whatever. So now I'm just trying like really hard to like not like, it's like give a fuck and not give a fuck at the same time, where it's like just get whatever fucking haircut you want. And like if it flops, then it flops or whatever. And like that's why like the whole bang thing, like I was just like, who cares? Like I'm just going to do it.
Yeah.
And then I still love the bangs. It's just too much in the summer.
Like it's a big upkeep, dude.
It is. It's every single day. And like I'm working out every single day. And so that means I have to wash my hair every single day because I'm sweating so much. And like my hair is just like, I think that's another reason why it's like the, not that it's damaged a lot more from it, but like it's definitely taking a lot more like shit, and especially around my hairline, because I have to fucking blow dry out my bangs every single day and like style them, and like I'm agitating that hair there, and I'm like, I feel like it's like causing me to have like receding hairline. Like,
no,
faster than it was when I didn't have bangs, because well, my hair is breaking already. Well, I think once you
stop using like heat and like all like pulling it. Well, that's what I'm saying. Whatever. Yeah, honestly, that's how
and
I
like
feel.
Bobby pinning it to the gym and like having to wear a hat to pin
that's
it back.
That's when I like have my hair back in a slick button for a couple days in a row. I'm like, am I balding?
Yeah. Well, that's like, yeah, that is like really, really bad for your hair to do like all the time.
Well, I do it at least 3 times a week.
Yeah. So. Or to pull it back when it's wet. Like, never pull your hair back.
Oh, I don't. But I've been trying to be better about like letting my hair stay down. And then I actually got like a dark dry shampoo, mm-hmm. so I can like have my hair down longer for extra days, and then only have my hair up like once.
Yeah.
And then, because I'm trying to be better about it. But yeah, I'm just so used to it of having my hair up and just back that like,
yeah,
I don't know. Being a girl is hard.
Being a girl is hard. I mean, it's hard to fit in. It's hard to do the things that all us girls have to do. But if you want to be part of a girls club, I'm doing a little project right now that I am releasing starting on April 25th. It's a solo podcast that I have started called The Girls Club. If you guys are interested or you want to check that out, it's going to live on my personal YouTube for now. I might make a separate YouTube, but my personal YouTube has like no subscribers. So like I need something to get that shit off the ground and some reason to post over there. So it's going to live there. So it's at Starnzy on Instagram. The first episode will be April 25th, which is next Thursday. And it's just me talking to the camera, sitting in my bed in my room, and it's a little girls club, and I hope you guys join and check it out. And the first episode is fun. I kind of ramble about random shit, kind of exactly what this is, for an hour by myself in my room while my roommate was downstairs watching Star Trek. So it was a fun little thing, and I'm really excited for the project. It's very me and very it's explicit and it's ADHD filled and fueled, and it should be a lot of fun. There might be guests from time to time, but for the majority of the time, it's probably just going to be me. But yeah, it's called The Girls Club. It'll be available everywhere on Thursday. The trailer actually comes out today, so I'll link it at or in the description of this episode, so you can go check it out over there and then subscribe. That way, when the first episode drops, you will get reminded. And yeah, you can follow me on YouTube, because that's where the YouTube version will go out. It'll go out the same day on Thursdays. And my YouTube is just Starnzy. But yeah.
Yay for Emily. Yay. This is something she wanted to do for a long time. Yeah. So we're all happy for her. So go over there and support her.
Yes.
In this new little project.
Yep.
So kind of piggybacking off of Emily's like new little endeavor, we have some, I guess, housekeeping to do next week. Some little like updates for you guys. Some things that like you guys are already like privy to, but not, and all that kind of stuff. So definitely be around for next week. It's going to be a changing experience for everybody.
Yes.
Like you guys, us, all the things. So we kind of can't wait for you guys. So I guess we can wait. I don't know. I don't know how to do this. This is weird.
It's very weird.
I think next week's episode is going to be a different episode.
Yeah, for sure.
I think it's going to be really good, though.
Yeah, I think so, too.
But I definitely think it's going to be different. And I think that you guys honestly are going to enjoy it. And we love you. And we love all of your support. And I know that you guys love us. So I think that next week's episode will be something that is just, you know, a part of the ride and a part of this journey.
Yep.
And with that,
we'll see you next week.
Thank you guys for listening to another episode of Society 97. My name is Kamra K. You can find me at Kamra K on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube.
And I'm Emily. You can follow me on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube at Starnzy. And go follow. Go. What is it called on Apple? Subscribe or listen? Go listen. Yeah. Go listen to my new podcast. The trailer is out right now. The Girls Club. Check it out. The link is in the description. And
Yeah, we'll see you guys next week.
Okay, see you next week. Okay, bye. Hello? Hello? Is this thing on? Hello? Please take your seats and welcome to the first official meeting of the Girls Club. Give it up. My name's Emily, and I'm the president and founding member of this club. As club members, you'll have two main responsibilities. I'll go over those now. Number one is easy. Be present at all club meetings. These will occur every Thursday. And number two, have fun. Woo! Each club meeting will consist of general girl talk, hot gossip, and the occasional rant on all the fucked up shit that happens in this world. Whoa! And yeah, that's about it. Welcome to the Girls Club. The Girls Club, the Girls Club, the Girls Club. The Girls Club, the Girls Club, the Girls Club. It's my club and I'm a girl, yeah.